Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, a lot of bad habits. Well, welcome to Norm at Night. Here we are, 2 minute reel from Cat Harford, Virginia. I'm sitting at my table thinking, what are we going to talk about tonight on this open mic? There is lots of stuff to talk about on the Norm at Night show, but I'm not going to presume to tell you what you should talk about. In fact, we can talk about whatever we want. One thing to keep in mind when you're on Norm at Night, I don't screen anybody. If you got ...713 is the call-in number. I am hoping to hear from everybody out there. If you're not comfortable calling in on the call-in line at 347-945-6713, you can just Skype me up, and I'll relay your messages through to the phone line, or to the show, or you can come into the show's chat room. Let me go see if anybody's there yet. We got Norm in the house. Nobody else showing up yet. This 11 o'clock hour is taking the show. We're slowing down a little bit. So we need your help out there. You can reach us at 347-945-6713, or you can Skype us, or you can come into the show's talk line, which I check with regularity as we're going along here. A lot of things really going on here for Norm, most of which I'm not going to talk about. My original intention here was to do a whole show about whether or not the Constitution stops at the schoolhouse door. Suffice to say, right now, in the law, it does. And after thinking about that, there's nothing actually Norm at Night can do about it. But you can give us a call if that's a topic you want to talk about. I'll at least entertain what you want to say, though I may not respond back to you. So that's 347-945-6713. Hey, any of you guys out there listening unemployed? Maybe we should try to get the senator from Kentucky on the show and have him explain to all of us why nothing's going on. I got a Skype from somebody that the show's on too late for him. Can't call in because he's about to hit the hay. He says we need to get together for a drink. Oh, yeah, do we ever need to get together for a drink? Maybe sometime around Easter. That would be a real good thing. Oh, man, somebody asked me, what's the chance you could hit Kilharney House this weekend? The chances are good. Very, very good. That's what I say. I don't know if anybody knows. Killarney House is a great little Irish pub that's on Maryland Route 214 between Bowie and Annapolis, just past Homestead Gardens. I guess that's a free plug. Since my sister-in-law works at Homestead Garden, I guess it's fair that I give them a plug on the Norm at Night show. And since my sister-in-law is the one who actually brought Killarney House to my attention, I guess that's only fair that I give Killarney House a plug too here on the air. It looks like I'm making a date for Friday night at Killarney House. Sounds good there. Catch up on all my old work at the old school, you know. It's amazing, amazing. Speaking of Killarney House, I went to have lunch today with an old friend, well, an old friend, with a good friend of mine from work, and we go to this place called the Livestock Exchange, which is a really kind of cool place. Tuesday is pork chop special day, and we really like the pork chops, and so we were there today. And we had pork chops at the Livestock Exchange. Well, anyway, we're sitting there at the Livestock Exchange, and I admit I'm an Irophile rather than a real Irishman. I'm not 100% sure what is the attractive part, but I've fallen in love with Irish history, at least in the 20th century. And I hear this guy... And he's got the sound of the voice that puts him somewhere in Ireland. My ear's not good enough to pick out where based on their brogue. But a lot of people can. In fact, my good friend Patty can do it. But anyway, all of a sudden he's talking about Easter 1916. So I am immediately paying attention. I guess maybe one night here on Norm at Night, I will play the rebel music. I really like rebel music, or Chucky music, as the real aficionados say. Problem here in Virginia, you start talking about rebel music, and they think you're talking about America. Not what I had in mind. Though the American Rebel Cause also has some interest to me, unfortunately, the whole emphasis on slavery, which I find just detestable, takes away a lot of the moral high ground from American Rebel music or American Rebel causes. One of the things I did in school the other day, I had to I had to make a child take down a Confederate battle flag from their screensaver. And that was troubling to me because, to be perfectly honest, I think a little battle flag is a beautiful flag. Unfortunately, a lot of the thought and reason behind it I find detestable. So much was with the British Union Jack. Again, I find it a glorious and beautiful flag, but I had no troubles with the guys who sent it from these shores. and the Irish trying to get the Union Jack taken down from their shores. And people all over the world, the Union Jack has been a symbol of oppression in many quarters of this world. I'm sure there are lots of places in India where there's no love for the Union Jack. There's places in the Middle East where there's no love for the Union Jack. I know there's places in Afghanistan where there's no love for the Union Jack. Heck, when the British Empire went to Afghanistan, the Dyer went there twice. There were two Afghan wars in the history of the British Empire. In fact, all of you Sherlock Holmes fans out there, I don't know if you remember, but Dr. Watson served his military service in the Second Afghan War. We're approaching the halfway point. I haven't had a caller yet. 347-945-6713. I got nobody in the chat room tonight, and I'm feeling kind of blue about that. Wait a minute. The Colts come into the chat room, and so that's nothing's right on the Norman Knight Show if we don't see the Cult in the chat room. If you can hear me, Colt, because there's been some question about my connection, please let me know in the chat room whether or not Normant Knight is coming through, that gravelly, crappy voice of mine coming through in the chat room, and can you hear me? So what do you say, Colt? If you can hear me in the chat room, indicate to me there. There's a question about my microphone connections, and I need to know whether or not I'm talking to nowhere or not. Anyway, but I five lines open. The topic choice is yours. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. We got about 7 minutes to go, but I've been speaking about Ireland, so it makes me want to have a cup of coffee, so I'm going to put a little music on for the time being and hope I see some callers on the switchboard. This is a tune called Irish Coffee. I don't know. Hey, for all you people out there, once the show's over, if you want to give me a direct dial on Skype where I do most of my phone chatting, you can find me at 410-773-9941. Try that, and you're going to find it busy because that's how I'm calling into the Norm at Night Show. The cult tells me I sound fine, so that's real good to hear. You know, I haven't done this for a long time. I'm going to go to my Skype and see if I can find some interesting Skypes aboard. Not my Skypes. I'm sorry. I meant to say my Twitters. Well, it looks like they found that girl in California. I just don't understand who gets their rocks off hurting people. It just bothers me. You know, there's Hillary Clinton off on another earthquake trip. Oh, God. Here's Carol Rove again, New York, talking about George W. Bush haven't made the right decision. I guess if you say it long enough and tell lies long enough, they become the truth. I just don't understand it at all. Anyway, it's interesting that she's bringing, let's read this article about Carol Rove. Rove admits to, hey, Tiger Woods, all you ladies, ready, the Tiger is back, holy cow, who really cares? Who cares if he competes again? Who cares if he keeps his pants up? Who cares about Tiger Woods? Norman Knight sure does it. Because you know what? Here in Norman Knight, we're keeping it real at Harbin, Virginia. Yes, we are. Let's see. We got no Skyper coming in. Nope. Tommy Galligan, if you're out there listening, why don't you give us a call? I saw you got your hearing back so you can listen to Madness. So why don't you just give us a call at 347-945-6713. I got a phone call coming in. Hey, you're on the air with Norm. Welcome back again.
How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going all right, unless you're on unemployment.
Yeah, more or less.
If you're on unemployment, it's about to stop because of some big Richard in Kentucky.
I know. You know, he made a point, but it was at the wrong time, you know.
Made a point about what?
Well, simply the Congress paying for things before they pass them, but it's a moot point.
Well, when's the right time there, Mr. Congressman? When they're out in the streets burning down your city?
Okay, well, anyway.
Because they got nothing to eat, because their kids are hungry, because their houses are cold?
Well, you know, let's put it this way. Let's say the person who put the proposal forth, you know, was responsible enough to acquire that money, to find it. I mean, they're going to have to do that anyway.
Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there who's right? The people who want to extend Social Security are the one richer at Social Security.
Well,
unemployment are the one richer from Kentucky who says no, because I'm
think,
a bastard.
Yeah. Well, I think we should extend Social Security, absolutely. And we're probably going to do it probably for the remainder of the year, or most of it.
I
don't see any way around it.
Yeah, what are we, remember 68 when the street in flames?
Well,
71 when the streets were in flames, Mr. Senator?
Okay.
10% of the population, you know how many people that is?
Uh-huh.
It's 32 million.
That's right. And more than that. Depends which number you use.
It's just the people looking for work.
Yeah, it's more like 17 to 18% on real unemployment. You see, we've revised the way we do the statistics. We've done that, every other decade we tend to change it to make it lower. We do the same thing with inflation numbers. As soon as they get totally unreasonable, we change the formula to make it seem better than it is. You can look all that up.
Well, you just keep talking there, Cole.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think, what was it, last week or the week before, we talked about unemployment and food stamps and things like that. And as it turns out, they are perhaps the most effective economic stimuli that we can possibly provide. And the reason is, because
that people got to eat, it's nice that they can go to the grocery store.
Exactly right. Every single penny gets spent, and that circulates and maintains more jobs and more production and all the rest of it, as opposed to building a highway. Because then, by the time the money gets to the highway, you lose 40% on the way down. That's true in a defense contract the same way. There's enough corruption and graft on the way down there to where, it's rarely an effective way to spend money if your motivation is
there's this other
economic
fantasy about all that stuff. You start building highways that you're going to have thousands of people out there with shovels. That's just not how they build highways anymore.
Yeah, this isn't the 1950s when Eisenhower saw the Autobahn and said, hey, I want one of those in America. And so he built it.
It's not 1935 either, when we did things by hand like Frank Roosevelt did. Frank Roosevelt. Well, guess what? It's not 1935 anymore.
Yeah. Well, I was just reading a story today. I don't remember the source other than I got it through Yahoo. And an amazing number of small towns that are just drying up. They're just turning into ghost towns. Because a lot of these had one or two factories, and that's all they had. And those factories are gone. Since 2007, we've lost like 1.5 million manufacturing jobs. 1 in 6 manufacturing jobs has disappeared.
What do all those people do?
And that's
and what do
it.
All the people do who depended on those people having jobs?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. If I'm a factory worker with a high school diploma or even 2 years college, there isn't a freaking thing out there. I can't compete with the kids and sell burgers. And how many greeters can Walmart hire at the front door? There can only be so many. So, yeah, we're there's a huge transition in the way our economy works. It's been ongoing, of course. And as much as I hate protectionism, we are allowing an enormous number of our jobs, especially the tech jobs, all these sorts of things.
Oh, tech, what are we going to be?
And we're letting it go.
Phone answer someplace in Belize.
Now, let's face it. If I have a company selling, the other thing is this, that, as far as being the marketplace for the world, that position is eroding. If you want real growth now, of course, you go elsewhere. You're going to go to Brazil, India, China.
Question. If you got a product to sell, you want to sell it in the marketplace with 2 billion people, or do you want to sell it in one with 330 million people?
Exactly.
Where
right.
do you want to sell it?
Do you think Apple is going to make? Apple is making good money in the U.S., but they're going to make some serious money in China.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they're looking at expansion, incredible expansion in China right now. I mean, that's why you've got the stock price at 200, whatever. But I haven't looked at it recently. And there are, you know, a number of other companies going the same way. So,
you know, but here's a real, you know, just everybody. They go out and look at the latest issue of the Economist magazine.
Mm-hmm.
There's an article, data everywhere. You got to learn how to do stuff with data, because data is where the value is.
Yeah.
I mean, get this. You fill in the blank.
And that's precisely the thing. Even that is all being exported. To be honest, it's been exported since the early 90s, maybe before that. You know, we always used to be worried about these kids making Nike sneakers on the Marianas Islands and all that. Well, that was only part of the story. There were warehouses full of Chinese girls doing typing, data input, all in English. They didn't speak a word of English.
You know what? But all that stuff is dwarfed by what's happening these days. Two facts, everybody out there. You fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart. They process 1.4 million transactions per. You fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think?
I was there.
1.4 million transactions per
day. And let me tell you something. The Walmart I went to, and I've seen this in other stores as well, they had nowhere near the amount of product that they used to have. I mean, I saw empty shelves all over the place. They're not stocking them. They have this really...
It's all driven by data demand.
Well, right now, at this point, it's consumer demand. They're not supplying, you know, the variety it's not there because even at Walmart, people can't afford it.
Walmart is doing today, right now, this past 60 minutes, 1.4 million transactions per hour.
Okay, so that's a good thing.
7 days a week.
It's a good thing if you own Walmart stock or you're a Walmart employee.
But where is all that data? And they started a telescope. I mean, to me, this is just amazing. The Solar Star Project, it's a big telescope based in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 weeks that it was open and gathering data from space, it was estimated that it gathered more data than had been gathered before it in the history of astronomy.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, you know, let's face it, I'm doing things now on my computer that even 10 years ago, Hollywood Studios would have had difficulty doing.
Well, that's what I want you all to think about for next week. Well, absolutely. I want you all to think about for next week. Data, data, data. That's the topic from Norm at Night. You go out and get that Economist article and you read it. Because Norm is a little under the weather today. Had to set the alarm to get up for the show tonight. And I'm going back to bed. I got 17 seconds and Norm is out of here. I'm just not feeling well. But remember, next Tuesday I'll be back. Keeping It Real from Cat Harvey, Virginia.
Okay.
I am out of here.
You
I'll
have a good
see you all next week, guys.
You have a good night's sleep.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.